Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're looking at some Zimbabwean women programs designed to help various communities. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will appeal last week's felony convictions for falsifying business records ahead of his 2016 election. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at the former president's prospects for an appeal and whether those convictions might be overturned before Election Day.
Donald Trump says he was wronged in a New York courtroom last week by a judge who's given him ample grounds for appeal.
So we're going to be appealing this scam. We're going to be appealing it on many different things. He wouldn't allow us to have witnesses. He wouldn't allow us to talk. He wouldn't allow us to do anything. The judge was a tyrant.
Trump was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide payments used to illegally influence his 2016 election. Trump says the trial was rigged by backers of President Joe Biden. Biden says Trump's convictions reaffirm that no one is above the law.
Now he'll be given the opportunity, as he should, to appeal that decision just like everyone else has that opportunity. That's how the American system of justice works. And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
On appeal, Trump attorneys may start with whether the statute used to prosecute him was overly vague, says Georgetown law professor Abby Smith.
The statute itself is so broad or ambiguous that it could cast a net too widely, and people caught up in that net wouldn't know exactly what it was they were facing, wouldn't understand what the law proscribes and what the law allows, given the wording of the statutes.
Smith says Trump's attorneys might then look at whether the trial judge allowed in evidence that he should not have or prevented evidence from coming in for the defense that he should have allowed.
When we wanted to do things, he wouldn't let him. He wouldn't let us do those things. But when the government wanted something, they got everything. They got everything they wanted.
Trump may also appeal on the grounds of ineffective counsel.
And there, I think, perhaps defense counsel's failure to object to the testimony by Stormy Daniels suggesting that the sexual encounter between her and Mr. Trump was anything other than consensual might be fertile grounds for an appeal challenging the effectiveness of counsel.
Whatever their strategies, Trump and his attorneys are unlikely to make the appeal before his July 11 sentencing, says John Jay College of Criminal Justice professor David Shapiro.
He will likely await sentencing. That way he has, and his attorneys have, a full perspective on what exposure he faces, rather than doing it piecemeal, which, among other things, burn ups Mr. Trump's financial resources and doesn't really provide a material advantage to his case.
The appeal is unlikely to be ruled on before Election Day, says Smith.
This is not a quick process. I don't see, even if the appellate division regards this case as special and urgent because of the presidential election, I still don't see that happening before November.
If his convictions are not overturned by Election Day, Trump will be the first felon to stand for president on a major U.S. party ticket. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Thank you there, Scott. In South Africa, supporters of South Africa's African National Congress have been expressing concerns about a partnership with the Democratic Alliance as the ANC met to agree partners to form a new government. David Doyle has more.
African National Congress leaders met on Thursday to agree potential partners to form a new South African government.
Are you that worried?
That's after voters, angered by economic stagnation and national decline, dismantled the ANC's long-held parliamentary majority. At talks in Johannesburg, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said it was a time for sober minds.
We're not, dealing with the discussions from a point of view of locking ourselves into one option. And we're looking at all and various options.
The ANC said on Wednesday that it was leaning towards a government of national unity with a wide range of parties. But the electoral mass has created a complicated situation. Of the next three biggest parties, the Democratic Alliance has indicated that it will not join a government that includes the populist MK or the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters. The pro-business DA would be popular with the markets, but a harder sell to ANC supporters. A deal with the EFF or MK would be popular with some parts of the ANC, but would likely rattle investors. The DA is also seen as a party of white privilege, though it says its policies would benefit all South Africans. Nevertheless, ANC supporters like party member Sina Molokwane in Soweto are anxious.
And I'm wondering who is going to be with the ANC in parliament about this. So I'm just worried about that, but hoping you're not here.
Outside the National Executive Committee talks, a group of ANC supporters protested against partnering with the DA. They carried signs reading "Not in our names" and "The DA wants to destroy the ANC."
That there was David Doyle of Reuters speaking after today's negotiations with the African National Congress. The leader of the Democratic Alliance, Joyen Sehun Sein, said the talks went well.
It's going to require a lot of maturity and a lot of steady heads and cool heads over the next 14 days to make sure we can get over the line and get SA Inc. back up out of the doldrums and hopefully on a new path of trajectory and growth.
Joyen Sehun Sein, the leader of the Democratic Alliance in South Africa, and the leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, Julius Malema, says negotiations often need to be many compromises.
Negotiations of this nature need you to be ready to compromise on certain things. But there are certain fundamental things that you know that these are deal breakers. For instance, the issue of land is not something that you can compromise on. But we'll go and engage open-minded kind of engagement, and then we'll take it from there.
That was Julius Malema, the leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, speaking to reporters in Johannesburg, South Africa. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing about some programs Zimbabwean women are doing to uplift others at home and abroad. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Pastor Rebecca Makai of Women of Dominion and Mrs. Ronica Mumbire, Executive Director of the Zimbabwe Women's Bureau. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Thank you. Greetings, everyone.
Thank you, thank you. I'll start off with you, Amai Ronica Mumbire. If you can just tell us, we understand that you've got a program that's lined up where you're going to be, giving out some goodies to women and other people in the communities. Please tell us about this program.
Thank you very much. I'll start just by running through who Zimbabwe Women's Bureau is briefly. We are a women's organization. We are a membership organization, a national organization as well. So being a membership organization, we have a reach of over 25,000 women in the country. So in terms of programming, our main agenda is to empower women economically and also make sure that their socio-economic rights are observed within the community. So our programming as Zimbabwe Women's Bureau is centered on pillars that include livelihoods and agriculture. Another pillar is around issues of environment, covering climate change, energy, and issues of disaster management. We also work on issues of social justice, where we cover issues to do with unpaid care work, gender-based violence, and sexual reproductive health rights. So those are the key pillars that we work with. So in terms of programming and activities that are lined up for our women, one of the things that has influenced our programming is the issues around El Nino that we are faced with. Our women are hungry within the community. They didn't have it. There is no food within the community. And our women are, when it comes to this, they get low in terms of taking part in these activities. So one of the things and the approach that we have taken is to make sure that we resuscitate the spirits of the women by focusing on alternative livelihoods. After they have not been able to harvest well, what is it that we can do for the women to keep them afloat? We had women that had gardens within the community. So one thing that we have intentionally focused on is make sure that we resuscitate those gardens because they are solar-powered with water, supply of water within them, so that we increase the productivities in that area so that they are food secure and possibly be able to grow beyond and able to sell and be economically sound. So that's the main focus that we have. Over and above other surrounding activities around gender-based violence, because we know when there is no food, there is likely to be gender-based violence. So we also cover those things on social justice to make sure that issues of equality are taken care of.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll come back to you. Over to you, Pastor Rebecca Makai. You are preparing now for a big conference. Tell us about this conference and who will be attending.
Well, thank you so much, Marvelous. We are so excited to host the Women of Dominion Conference, which is going to be held in Minnesota from the 20th to the 23rd. This is the 13th year annual conference, and it has been held in so many states. And Minnesota is blessed this year, 2024, to be hosting this conference. We are looking forward to women coming from all over the USA, and we are also looking forward to have guests from international guests coming to this conference. We are ready, we are geared, and we are ready to move to this conference with all the ladies who are willing to come. We are excited, and we cannot wait to see what is happening this year, 2024, in Minnesota, Uriadzo. Not only that, we have a guest speaker with our president, Pastor Marvelous Ndlovu Bunu. In the 12 years, we have had conferences. She's never been a guest speaker, and she's going to be the first guest speaker at this 13th Women of Dominion Conference. I'm also excited to say we are also having something new, BLT, which is Boys Let's Talk. We have not had Boys Let's Talk in a long time. but mothers would come with their boys. We only have GLT, which is being led by Mai Makoni, but this year, Minnesota will be launching BLT, Boys Let's Talk, meaning that our sons are also coming into this space to find help at the Women of Dominion Conference. It's going to be fired up. We are also allowing people to come in with their businesses. Those who have businesses, we are saying come and advertise your businesses. This is a great opportunity for women to come and advertise. We have got tables that people will be taking and displaying anything they want to advertise their products. And we have got digital advertising. We are creating a two-minute advert, and it will be played for 12 hours on these TV screens throughout the conference for 3 days. We have also flyers in the conference bags that people will be advertising their business, and a lot more to come.
Thank you very much, there, Pastor Rebecca Makai. I'll come back to you, Amai Mumbire, kuti muri kushanda munzvimbo dzipi nedzipi sesangano, uyezve muri kubatsira sei madzimai kunzvimbo idzodzi, nyanya vari kutarisana nenzara.
Tiri kushanda mu-35 districts dzemunyika. Tiri mumaprovinces ese emunyika. Ndichangomhanya ndichana mamwe emashoma. Pamwe ndinogona kufamba yeuka yese nemusoro ari kuti zvaiti. Asi muHarare tiri mumadistrict ese muHarare, Bulawa yekwese, Masvingo, Mutare Rural Urban, Goromonzi, Seke, Makonde, Kadoma, Sanyati, Gwanda, ndiri kuedza kuti ndibate bate Gokwe, Njombe, ndaedza kubata bata Zvishavani.
Aiwa, tiri kuzviona kuti munenge muri kwese kwese. Asi muri kubatsira sei kwamuri kushanda uku?
Kushanda kwatiri kuita nekuti tiri membership organization. Tikange tiine vanhu vatinoshanda navo mamembers, tinenge tiine utungamiriri hwatiinawo mukati menharaunda. Utungamiriri ihwo ndo hunobatsira kubudisa nyaya dziri kunetsa munharaunda matiri kushanda navo. Saka tinoitawo advocacy yezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zvakafanana nemaland rights, zvakafanana nezvechinopita neitene nechekuita nechewe. Ndizvo zvinhu zvatinoita zvekuadvocata for zvinhu zvinonoita madzimai munharaunda mavanenge vari, kana zvinotobhiitwa negender based violence. Asi takanangana nenzara zvandambotaura nezvazvo, tiri kunyanya kuwedzera kutrena kwatinoita madzimai kuti vakwanise kushandisa zvatakavapa munharaunda zvinechekuita nemagadheni andanga ndichitaura nezvavo. Kune vasina tinotovabatsira kunyatsovasimbisisa kuti vakwanise kushandisa ruzivo rwavo nezviwanikwa zvavanenge vainazvo munzvimbo mavari. Munguva diki iri kuteera nemadzimai atiri kutrena kuti vakwanise kundodzidzisa vamwe munharaunda, tiri kuita yatinoti training of trainers, kuti vakwanise kudzidzisa vamwe munharaunda zvinechekuita neclimate change, conservation agriculture, regenerative agriculture, kuti vakwanise kuziva kuti munharaunda tochengetedza sei zviwanikwa zvedu, ivhu torichengetedza sei kuti rirambe richirarama tirigoramba richitichengetedza. Ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuita. Asi advocacy yatatichimbotaura, tiri kukurudzira madiscussion ari kuitika kubva kupasi kumawadhi kwatiri kuti nyaya dzinechekuita nemadzimai dzikwanise kugadziriswa kubva ipapo kusvika kunational. Saka toita madhialogue anobva pasi oenda kumadistrict, tozoenda kunational, toita dhialogue hombe rekuti tinyatsokurukura zvinechekuita neclimate change iri kuitika mazuva ano. Tiri kuti isusu madzimai kana asipo patiri kukurukura nezvavo, kureva kuti hatina kutaura nezvavo. Saka isusu tinoda kukurudzira kuti vange varipo, ndivo vanofanira kunge vachitaura nekuti ndivo vane nyaya dziri kuitika kubva pasi. Saka tinoda kuramba tichivakurudzira kunge tiinavo, tichishanda tiri pamwe chete navo kuti zvinhu zvavo kuti vakwanise kunzwika manzwi avo.
Thank you so much there, Mai Ronica Mumbira. I'll come back to you, Pastor Makai. So why is it important to have such gathering, especially for Zimbabweans in the diaspora as women? Zvakakosha sei kuti vawanikwe vachiuya kuvatingati magungano akadai se Women of Dominion?
Mazita henyu sisimavela. Musangano uyu gungano iri rakakosha. Rakakosha chose nekuda kwekuti mukatarisa tiri kuno kunyika dziri kure kunze,
Atisi munyika yedu batakanakira musangano uyu ndechekuti tinowana mukana wekutaura mururimi rwaamai. Tarisai muone tine vatauri vana mai Mungwiro, Pastor Audrey Mungwiro achange ari speaker, vana mai Matibvu, vana mai Njeranyama, vana mai Ayema, maZimbabwean Women SI havasi kungouya kuzongotaura kuparidza. Kunenge kuchigadziriswa kuchitaurwa nyaya dzemamereji. Tinenge tichibatsira vana vedu vasati varorwa, vasikana kunamata nekuvabatsira, kuvabatsirawo nekuvanamatira kuti vawanikwe masingu, achidzidziswa kuti munogara sei semasingu but muri makristu munyika yakaoma kudai. Nyika ino yakaoma kana usina Mwari. Saka musangano unobatsira, haungotaura chete zvemamereji, unotaura business. Tiri kunge tine maworkshops anenge achitaura pamusoro pekuti ungaite sebusiness. Unowana segore rino tina speaker wedu anenge achitaura kuti unoapply kuti uaccess maloan munyika ine yekutanga business, unoita sei, unosustaina sei business. Atinotadaidza aya kuti manonprofit unozvifambisa sei, zviri nyore sei. Saka igore rakanaka kuWomen of Dominion, hatisi kungouya kuzonamata chete, tiri kuya kuzoita empower each other. Ndosaka Mwari ari kutibatsira nekuti pasimba timu yedu inonzi Power on High, simba rokumusoro-soro, kuti ribatsire mudzimai umwe neumwe ari kuuya kuti asangova maAmerica zvezita. Asi tiri kuda kuti patinodzokera kumusha kuZimbabwe tinge tiine chatamisa chekuti kana tiri kuzosiya vana kuno tichidzokera futi kumusha, hatisi kunosikotanga pagombo. Tinosvika kumusha tichitangira patakasira nekuti tinenge tine zvataita muupenyu. Saka musangano weWomen of Dominion unotibatsira kuti hauzoti ina ndina kunzwa ini zvazvitaurwa nenyaya dzemastrategy ekuita business, handina kuzvinzwa nekuti zvinozvitaurwa muririmi rwamai. Uye gore rino takasungunuka, tiri kukokawo zvakare vakaroora vana vedu, vakaroora varungu, vana vedu vakaroora vamanigeriani, vamwe vakaroorwa. Saka tiri kuti izvozvo varoora vedu ivavo toda kuti vauye. Tikonzero chatoda kuti vauye, takatenga mishini yatinayo yatiri kugadzirira inoita kuti iinterprete kubva mururimi rwamai chienda muchirungu, kuti varoora vedu ava tifambe pamwe chete navo. Not only that, but kuti tine vana vedu vatakauya navo nekusaziva, takangodzidzisa vana chirungu, vanongotaura chirungu, havagoni kutaura shona. Vakaenda kumusha kwedu kuZimbabwe uko, wanike vana vaya bwai bwai vachirehwa nevamwe. Asi tatenga mishini kuti vana vanzwe muchirungu, kumba vana mai vaita effort yekudzidzisa vana kutaura shona, kuti kana vaenda kumusha kuZimbabwe uko varege kuti mbuya vanotaura. Iyo vakangotarisa mbuya sechitunha kudai, asi vanokwanisawo kukurukura nehama dzavo vachidzoka muno muAmerica vachiita zvavanoita. Saka musangano weWomen of Dominion wakanaka. Tinoda kuti madzimai ese ari mune muZimbabwe vauye, nekuti tiri kutora simba ratakapiwa patakasikwa kuti tikwanise kuita munyika ino. Munyika ino ine foreign country, but hatingangoti katakauya kuzoita mabasa aya. Aiwa, tine zvakawanda zvatinokwanisa kuita. Musangano weWomen of Dominion unotisunungura pfungwa, unobatsira nekukurudzira madzimai kuti tichengetedze michato. Michato inonetsa kuchengeta muforeign country nekuda kwekuti umwe akasiya murume, umwe ari muno. Saka iforum yekuti tinozvitaura sei, tozvichengetedza sei, tozvibata sei madzimai, toomba sei dzimba dzedu, uye kuti tingaitei kupfuura kungosumudza chembere chete. Tine zvakawanda zvatinenge tichikurudzirana ipapo.
Aiwa, thank you so much there, Pastor Rebecca Makai of Women of Dominion. I'll come back to you, Mrs. Ronica Mumbire. If you can tell us how you say that you're member-driven, how does, you know, a woman who's out there, who's listening, who's watching, how do they become your member?
We have within the community, the different districts that I talked about, mm-hmm. we have volunteers who are on the ground, whom they can reach out to be members. There is a process that they follow through, including filling in of information and providing information to the institution. And then after doing that, they pay a membership fees. They can actually also get in touch with our head office. It doesn't have to be within the particular district. They can also get in touch with us on our head office in Unified Harare, or in Blawayo, we also have an office there.
So what they're doing, that they pay a membership subscription fee, and it's $3 per individual member per year, or if they are joining as a group, they pay $1 for each group member, and then the group joins with $5. For institutions, we also have members who are institutions or enterprises of the different women that we work with. They also join the organization, so they join with $20.
Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Pastor Rebecca Makai, there may be some women out there who had missed, you know, seeing your organization advertising. Where do they reach you? How do they get to this conference next week? Pastor Rebecca Makai, I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, sorry, Magunizwa.
Yes, takumunzwa. Pane vamo vangange vangonzwa nezve conference inasi. Vanokwanisa kuenda papi kuti vaone kuti vauye sei. Where can they reach you?
Ini number dzangu dzinoti 651-440-8737. Ndine vamwe vangu vari pa flyer, number dzavo dzinoti kuna anonzi Bridget 763-245-9785. Oye kwazoyeta zvakare vanonzi mai Chinze Piola. Tinowanikwa pa website inonzi Women of Dominion International. Women of Dominion International, munogona kuenda pa website iyoyo, munoona pane flyer riripo ramunokwanisa kuti muregister kuya kumusangano. Musangano uri kutanga musi wa 20 uchipera musi wa 23. Pamusangano iwoyu kana usina hako usinga chida une mari yako unokwanisa kugara wega muhotera $771 inosanganisira kugara pa hotera zvikafu ma 8 meals dzauchadya pa hotera kubva musi wa 20 kusvika musi wa 23 inosanganisira registration mari yaucha register ichabatsirawo ku stationery mabhega tichakupa ine zvese uyezve unengo chikwanisa kuatenda ma session ese. Kozoita yatinoti double, unenge muri vairi muroom, $500 pamunhu. Inosanganisira hotera yauchagara, yotanganisira ma 8 meals andiri kutaura, registration nekuatenda ma session, zvese zvese izvi. Asi kana usina hako, unogona kugara muri 4, $375 pamunhu, kusanganisira 8 meals, kuregista nekuatenda musangano throughout the conference.
Thank you so much, there, Pastor Makai. So for those that still want to get information on this Women of Dominion, you can go to their website, as she has just said. I'll come to you, Amai Ronica Mumbire, to just, you know, wind us up, or let's close the session today, and just tell us, how do people get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
Okay, they can find us at number 43 Riverside Road, Harare, and they can get in touch with our programs manager, Melody Gangara, 0774-216-638 or 0717-992-208. They can also get us on our Lawayo office, where we have a lady called Sandra Chikomo. And we can get Sandra Chikomo on.
I think we've
Sandra
lost.
Chikomo, you can get her on 0778-603-668. And also on our social media platform.
Where would they find you? Is it under the name of your organization? Where would they find you?
The name of the organization is Zimbabwe Women's Bureau. And in Lawayo, we are at number 27, Robert Mugabe Road.
Thank you so much, ladies. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, Pastor Rebecca Makai of Women of Dominion, and also Mrs. Ronica Mumbire, the Executive Director of the Zimbabwe Women's Bureau. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.